Okay. That is the Malcolm Go podcast paying tribute to our fallen mum, Queen Elizabeth II. Who the fuck is diddling in the background? Who was that? I could hear you. You guys obviously didn't mute your mics because I heard you banging in the background.
No,
who was
no,
that?
No. It wasn't me. That was Ty.
He's away from
not even here.
Yeah, he has no idea.
He's not even fucking here. He has
got
no
hilltop fucking longhorn wall.
I'm boycotting the queen. It's just,
I
don't know.
Should we start over?
I might want to start over only because I feel like that song was not what I expected it to be. I'm so dumb and unmusically, savvy that I had no idea that was anti-queen. I thought it was literally God Save the Queen by Queen. It turned out to be the Sex Pistols.
Why don't we play the song I sent?
That was a good song, Ty.
I think we restart. We just do the national anthem.
I think we just keep going, honestly, at this point. What's the difference? I mean, apologize for playing that song.
Oh, wow. Cooper Kupp just caught a tutter right on cue. They're good.
I'm like on tape delay. You tell me things that I haven't seen.
KP's the worst because he's got real cable like an adult, whereas we have YouTube TV and are constantly 8 minutes behind. KP will be texting me like, we stink. This is the worst team ever. I'm like, ugh. I don't even know what's about to happen.
Well, no. I'll just text you hog. I'll just like you. Hog. And I also really didn't enjoy you. Your Jake Beckett hate today. I didn't like that in our group text here.
I don't like Jake Beckett because he just controlled a roster spot for like 5 years and made it. He stunk. He was never playing.
That's going to be a senator here soon. So leave that guy alone.
The guy was on the Patriots for 20 years, I think.
I mean, I would take his career over what I'm doing. I'd rather have his career than mine.
Come on, man. You're a pilot. You look great.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, he's a senator.
Was that either sweet way, shot you just sent me, KP? That's a great picture. Where'd you get that, Jim?
That was under a tweet I saw on the Malcolm Go podcast Twitter. I almost threw my phone out of a window.
I love it. Is it real?
It has to be. For people that can't see it, it's just Donald Trump just completely naked with his little pecker.
Yeah. I mean, come on. The guy's got better size than you expect.
Picture. Huh? Pitch is great.
It's unbelievable. It's in your text messages now, Ty. It's unbelievable that he was willing to get on stage and say he had no problems down there. He's got problems.
He's gained quite a bit of weight.
I mean, that's
he's not doing well.
He's having some foreskin issues, if we're being honest.
You know, I would have taken him for a circumcision guy. If we're going to be completely out there,
for sure,
an objective.
You think? But this brings me. Do we think the Queen has seen that penis?
Queen?
I think Trump.
And, why would she have seen it?
Just
blessed it. She blessed it.
What do you mean? The Queen and Trump both are allegedly very racist. They've definitely run in the same clique.
Oh, I can imagine that. That's not a problem. I mean, I'm sure they were fucking definitely had some backroom chatter about the issues in their country. I don't know if she's seen his penis per se. And God rest Queen Mum, who passed away today. All due respect.
Good riddance.
Oh my goodness. You knew it. I knew you were a colonizer. You're a colonizer.
It's wild.
The Irish hate her.
Well, I could see Ireland hating her. Yeah. Northern Ireland love her.
Those are my people.
What, the Northern Irish?
You went back to Italy and pretended you were a fucking Italian for 2 weeks ago. And now all of a sudden,
yeah. I've been Italian my whole life, sir. I've been playing Super Mario Brothers, eating Chef Boyardee. Doing the whole thing. Now all of a sudden you're super Irish because the Queen died and you didn't like to be colonized.
It was weird though how I don't really enjoy how
today.
I don't like how people are all like, oh, I can't believe she died. I mean, I can. She's 96.
She was 96.
Better shape than Joe Biden is. Shout out to her for being in better shape than Joe Biden is.
Here we go. You're going to make it. Now you're going to make this a political pod and I'm not going to stand for it. The great Joe Biden is going to be in Boston on Monday.
Okay.
I don't feel like having our podcast picked up by the FBI and raided because I've got some stuff in here. And I don't want
to. I mean, they would definitely turn around and leave when they pulled up to your house and saw the
front
the gazebo.
Oh, they knew it was. They said only a gentleman can have a front yard gazebo.
And the scholar. That's exactly right.
Look at this guy. He's not even a fence between us, he says. Look at it, right on the road.
one of your yard chickens would run out there and attack the agent, you know?
I do have some. They're not yard chickens. They're ducks or geese or sometimes a coyote. But no chickens. But listen, let's get into the Patriots here. What have we missed since last week? Did we get the 53 cutdown day? No, we did. We have missed literally nothing. It's been the same thing. They've been practicing.
I mean, we brought Marcus Cannon back. Which
solidifying the O-line. You got to solidify the O-line with the old.
Did he officially come back?
Yeah, today. Practice squad.
So I like it.
That makes you think that old Billy Boy is not feeling good about Isaiah Wynn. I'll tell you right now.
I'm about to say, I think O-Wynn is now, he's trade bait. I think he's on the market.
I think he's been trade bait since forever, but I think they're like, ah, fuck this guy, for real. They're just going to get rid of him. Like, probably this week. Like, I can see him being traded.
I think they give him like week one and two to really mess up. And as soon as he gets Mac rocked, I think they're like, all right, pal, that's it.
Somebody call Marcus Cannon, who hasn't played in 2 years. They're like one step away from calling fucking Sebastian Vollmer, who's 186 pounds nowadays.
And honestly, I'm in on him. You can't move that guy.
Marcus Cannon?
No. Vollmer.
He's literally, have you seen him lately? He weighs less than you.
No way.
Yeah,
really?
He's like shredded. He's got a six pack.
I'm in on him. Can he play receiver, you think?
He probably can separate better than N'Keal Harry could.
I'm in on him. I mean, we might need to give him a call.
I know. So what do you make of the Brady scuttlebutt?
I mean, it's the same stuff. Now it's just Tampa media, not Boston media talking about
it. It's not the national media. It's everyone. It's TMZ media, which is, you know, they're rarely wrong, which as much as you want to be annoyed by it.
I mean, rarely,
what's the news?
They're basically saying that that Giselle, like, left him, but just moved out of the house and moved down to Costa Rica with the kids because he unretired from football. And that's like his 11-day thing was. His 11-day absence from camp was all due to him basically
fixing his marriage,
trying to patch things up with his family. And it's like,
you think
as annoying as he's been off the field for like the past like 10 years, just being like this little like kind of weird
shilling,
probably like type of guy who gets tricked into Scientology person. Like the pussy seeing Brady get after football,
please,
would be fan. It would be hilarious.
Outer space numbers. Outer space.
He's gonna be dating like the princess of Austria.
Wow. I wouldn't even think we'd go. I think he would.
He's unstoppable.
The minute Tom Brady was single, he would not go for a princess or an actress. He would be in the gutter because that's how much. Because that's who he is. He in his heart of heart, he's just a scumbag, dirt bag that wants to be down there sniffing underwear with the rest of us. He's no fucking this pansy that wants to be running around with actresses. He's already done that. He's been Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Handsome, Mr. Fun for 20 years in the media eye. Now he's just going to go for some babysitter. You know what I mean? It's going to be some girl that watches his kids that he bangs in the bathroom. Yeah, exactly. Not exactly that, but it's more like Ben Affleck or something like that, like the nanny. He just has to bang her.
That's what Tiger Woods married the nanny and then decided to have sex with everyone else.
Yeah, so. Tiger Woods is a special kind of animal. He was fucking like weight. Like threes and fucking
was
waitresses,
he, but was
threes
he,
not even like that's a fucking problem.
But he had the same thing. I don't care about Tom Brady and his marriage. I think
it's important.
I also think that Costa Rica is code name for Miami. She was in Miami and she was over there scheming. She was over there scheming for next year because she knows he's playing next year.
I don't doubt that. I guarantee they live in Miami and like. Like that dumb Tampa. Who wants to live in Tampa? No one. It's humid. What do they have? Bush Gardens. There's nothing going on.
Yeah, Bush Gardens and like Rocky
like the
Beach.
Number one strip club. And Tom Brady's already ran through that 100%. Him and the homeboys are fucking. Him and Mike Evans are rolling through there every night after practice. They're watching film and then they're hitting fucking whatever the Crazy Horse Saloon or whatever the fuck it's called.
I don't know. It's odd, though. I don't like the facelift thing. That was definitely a facelift.
I'm out on that. I don't think that's real. I disagree with it.
Oh, come on. Tony. Like a week ago, the man looked like he had a face like you, and now he looks like a god.
He's got a tremendous genetics. Tremendous genetics.
Yeah, Tom Sr. looks good.
Tom Sr. Forget Tom Sr. Tom Sr. looks like that Donald Trump photo you just sent me. And then he's
That could have been Tom Sr.
That does look like Tom Sr. I might frame that photo. It's a good photo.
I also think, I mean,
I'm jealous of the Don size.
It was Mac's birthday this week. Did you wish him a happy birthday on Twitter?
I did. Okay. I did. I slid into his DMs, sent him a happy birthday, King. You know,
I love it. I love it. I can't wait for the next 20 years to be reading those. It's going to be so sick.
Finally, he'll retweet me in 21 years, and it's going to be the greatest day of my life. I'm going to put it right over my Tom Brady retweet. I mean, what have I wasted my life on? 57-year-old Tony posterizing retweets.
Yeah, from at that point, you'll be, what, 50? Mac will be a ripe 32.
I mean, he'll be fucking still playing in the league. His lady friend is a looker.
Also, I think normal person. She's not a supermodel, so we don't have to worry about drama.
I don't know. I mean, look, the minute Mac wins a Super Bowl, she's out the door. That's just happening. Look at Russell Wilson. He was married before he came in the league. Russell Wilson had himself.
Yeah, but then he got future debris. He went and got like rapper debris.
Yeah, but that's elite though. That's elite level. I mean, also, can we talk about what a disparity in people Future and Russell Wilson are? Like, you go from one end of the spectrum to the complete opposite.
Wait. Another interception by Josh Allen. This one was his fault.
You hate to see it. You really hate
we
to see it.
Just stop. I'm like, I haven't even come back.
We're doing a podcast.
Hey, guys. Yeah, why are you guys watching TV? I'm fucking sitting here staring at a blank wall. You should be into it. This is what I'm talking about.
I'm very into it.
This is what I'm talking about with the attention span on both of you.
Hold on. I would argue I'm scouting out a division opponent and our future Super Bowl opponent. So I'm actually so in on me watching this game. It's crazy.
They had that big report today. You
just said we're doing a podcast, yet you're commenting on the game live. Yeah. You can watch it silently.
No, this is bullshit. We were supposed to have a great attention. We're going to change this podcast this year. That's what we were going to do.
Josh Allen's a friend of the pod, by the way.
He's a friend of the friend of the pod.
That's right. A direct friend of the pod.
I don't like Cranberry High Noon.
Regardless, I don't like that Waddle came back. He was like hurt for a while. Now he's just going to play this week. Don't like that.
Oh, Jalen Waddle?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the difference? Don't like that. I mean, he's going to be on the team for the next 10 years. You might as well just play him. Fucking get used to it. We got young corners.
Who guards him? That's the thing. Like, who guards? He's just as fast as Hill.
I don't
Hill.
Know who guards who. I think Jonathan Jones and a safety are on Tyreek Hill to start, and then I think they're going to just play zone underneath.
I agree with that, and I think they're going to blitz a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think that people are underestimating the Patriots' defense right now. They are young, but they're fast, and they seem to understand it. I think they're going to be a lot better than people think they are, like a top five unit.
I think the other annoying super thing, athletic.
The other annoying thing you have to hear is, like, they've been talking about how the new coaches on offense, yet they get no credit for having the same defensive coaching staff for like 6 years now.
Yeah, again, but with that, I mean, where's the nepotism fucking go in there? I get nervous. Like, there's the fucking apple doesn't fall that close to the tree. You know what I mean? I mean,
no.
Genius doesn't strike fucking. Did Einstein have a kid? I don't know if he did. If he did, you never heard of him, so he can't be that smart. did fucking Steve Jobs have a kid? I don't think he did. He might have.
He has, yeah. Steve Jobs' kids are in the news all the time. She was the news yesterday. Yeah, you're
what about? I didn't know he had kids. What about Although Steve Jobs is kind of an idiot anyway, because he could have fucking had cancer medicine before anyone. He was just like, you know what? I'll do holistic stuff. He was dead in 6 months.
The great
Steve
George
Jobs
w.
hot tweet. Hot. Steve Jobs that's, hot take.
How
smart are you? I mean, fucking, you've got access to all.
We've attacked like three families that have enough power to make all of us disappear.
It's not that, but like you got the most money in the world and you're the smartest guy in the world. And you're just like, you know what? He's like an anti-vaxxer. Like he was like an anti-vaxxer before it was cool. He's like, no, I'm not taking that medicine. I'm going to take rice and beans. And he was like, okay, dead. Like immediately.
dead in 30 minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
That prostate cancer doesn't give a fuck who you are. Took Swayze. A lot of people. The minute they find it, you're dead.
Yeah. Yep. But
I feel like, I mean, if Magic Johnson can cure AIDS.
That's wild. That guy's been alive with AIDS for so long, it's crazy.
Yeah, and you were a little young. I mean, AIDS was really, that was really hot. That was really on and popping when I was in, like, elementary school. I mean, that was the shit. That's what everyone was talking about back then. Picture COVID times 1 million. You're watching a video about it every Friday in fucking health class.
But there's, like, But I don't understand. Does he get that from banging a man? That's my thing. Like, did he? Was he?
Where are you from?
Well, you get a lot. You get COVID from banging a man. Everyone knows it. God damn it! I've been saying it for years. There's no reason that anybody would become a Democrat without having sex with a man.
Ain't no straights be getting COVID. Ain't no straights be getting the AIDS now.
I ain't even seen it. I ain't seen it. That's what they've been doing, high-fiving.
Is this a
segment? And your weird gay friend that doesn't tell anybody he's gay goes outside and, like, texts his friend. He's like, it's getting weird again. They're doing it again. You guys have been going to the rodeo for 18 years. He just refuses to tell you guys that he sucks dick at gas stations.
So this is a segment now where I just get bullied.
When you say outrageous Southern shit, yeah. Fucking... You were in the suburbs for like 1 second. You were completely like a deer in headlights. Like, where am I?
Why, I mean, I never
what
even
I doing
made
in
it.
What am I doing in the big city?
No, y'all have no clue. I got to the airport Sunday morning to leave, and I rode the bus 3 times around the airport and finally asked the guy, I was like, how do I get to Terminal B? He said, you've been on the wrong bus for 45 minutes.
Sir, you fucking moron. Do you get letters in fucking Arkansas? The one that says B is the one you go on to.
I was like, man, I said, I've been on here for 40 minutes.
Did you need the,
what do I
son,
do?
He said, son, do you need the rooster to crow to get you off the bus?
Oh, Jesus. It was tough.
I bet that East Boston fucking bus driver wanted to just fucking take all your money. Run your pockets, son.
Oh, he looked right at me like I was the dumbest person he talked to.
Why were you on the bus at the airport? Oh, yeah, because you had a rental car?
I had a rental car. And oh, boy, I asked, I was on it, and it kept going, it went around 3 times. And the worst part is there was 2 dudes sitting next to me from North Carolina that did the same thing.
That's the best. It's just a bunch of fucking white Southerners. Like, can you believe this bus? How big is this aeroport?
Not one to cause a disturbance.
No.
I didn't want to be that guy.
No. You can't. If a fucking Southerner stands up on a northern city and tries to make a fucking kerfuffle about anything, they're just going to look foolish. Sir, can you imagine 3 white country boys stand up and say, sir, where do we get off on B? Everyone just like, look at these fucking dopes. What do they have down there? Why don't you just drape a Confederate flag on your neck, boy?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I look like I stuck out like a big dick on a little kid. That's what it looked like.
Another one. Oh, man, what was I just saying?
We should talk about the Dolphins and being in Miami. Why are people making it such a big deal? Like, it's not hot in Boston. I was there last week. It's hot in Boston.
Not right now, it isn't, but it was. I mean, it was a good idea to go down this week because it's like 60. But, it was a hot summer. I mean, their whole training camp was 98 degrees to 100 degrees. But the humidity is a whole different fucking level.
Yeah, but don't pretend. Why are we pretending they don't go down there and practice all off season? That's where they are.
And act like that's not fucking in their genes, too. Mac Jones is from Florida. 98% of the team is from Florida or the South. Fucking these people walk around in sweatshirts in Miami. Are you kidding me? Right. They're fucking used to it. They understand it. No, I fucking go down to Florida and I become a fucking thimble in like seconds. I just turn into a knee. I lost 35 pounds. I was there in August one time. I was like, I'm never coming back.
It was It was a Brady thing. I'm blaming that on Brady. The Miami struggles, I'm putting that one on Brady. That's on him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's always good to get acclimated, just like they always do when they play in, like, Denver or they play in fucking Mexico City. They stay in high altitude. It's good fucking practice. Or you're out in West Coast and you play in 2 West Coast teams in a row. You stay out there. Also, it's team building right before the season. It's great stuff. It's like you're out on vacation enjoying each other. Summer camp.
Do you see the line open to an? I don't know what it's at right now.
Three and a half Miami. Yeah.
But, I mean, I would take Patriots money line for sure.
I think I'm not even going to give you the thing, but I'm just going to say they're going to cover that. But I mean,
Let me give you some season total numbers.
Oh,
look at this guy.
I get Damian Harris 825 yards
under
rushing.
Yeah,
over.
No,
25.
No way. I don't think he's going to start.
He almost had 1,000 last year.
But Mondre's here.
Still there. He was there last year.
No, but they both split. I think it's going to be about the same carry situation. They're both going to split carries pretty much.
Ramondre Stevenson is rated like the fifth, or he's like this. He's a top 10 running back in fantasy. People are taking. I had 2 fantasy drafts, and Ramondre Stevenson went before Damian Harris both times. And I was like,
that's
kind of crazy.
That's,
I don't know. People are high. I mean, all the fantasy sites are all high on him. I'm high on him too, but like, I didn't think, you know, I mean, Harris is still there.
But, and Harris is still good. It's not like Harris is bad. So it's like you have two just really good backs. People make it seem like having more good players is a problem.
There's not enough room. This guy sucks. Yeah. Yeah, right, I like. Go ahead.
Let's Devontae go. Parker, 695.
Over.
I'll go over there.
All right. Hunter Henry, 575.
Under.
Under on that.
I don't think he's a big. He's a catch and hold.
What did he have last year?
He was probably around there. Probably about 500, 600. But he's not a catch and run guy like Gronk was. He's a fucking catch and get out of bounds, catch and lay down, catch and score a touchdown guy. He'll be like 10 touchdowns.
He had 603 and 613 the year before. God. So he's right there.
He had 9 tutters last year. Let's go.
Touchdown guy. He's going to be the touchdown guy. That's the thing.
Right, I think Jonnu's going to be better, but what's another one, Tyler?
No chance Jonnu's going to be. Jacoby Myers, 750.
Under.
What do you have last year? I'm going to think he's over that. I'm going to say he's over that.
I think he's going to be over that, too. I'm a big Myers guy.
Myers gets all the he's like a 900-yard guy, I'm telling you. He's coming into a 900.
You really think he's coming at 900 this year?
I think
he's
going to be 900, like 80 catches this year. Yeah.
So you think he's your one?
I think Mac is working him over the middle. Nonstop.
Boy, he's your one.
I mean, yeah,
he's been for years.
He has been.
No, I agree, but you, like, even going to get Parker, you don't think Parker's your one?
No. I think Parker is your red zone top target, him and Henry. I mean, I think the number one changes wherever you go. I mean, if you're fucking at your own 1 yard line, I think it's probably Myers. If you're at the 50, it's probably, you know, Myers or Henry. And if you're on the opponent's 5, it's probably Hunter Henry and Devontae Parker.
Myers last year had 83 catches and 866 yards.
Right on.
The year before that,
that's his first year at Mac.
He had 59 for 729.
Yeah, he's good.
I'd like to know, because everyone's singing his praises this year, is where do you peg Nelson Aguilar at? Because everyone's saying he's doubling his production from last year.
Doubling? What do you have, 150 yards last year?
No, like 300 something.
What's his over under at, Ty? Do you have that one?
They don't even post it.
I think he did 300 last year and like 3 touchdowns. I bet you he had
473 and 3.
That's not bad. I bet you he gets like 7 this year and like 6.
Wow. You think he get so what we're at right now is Max Stone for like 4,000.
Oh, Mac, you have to throw in this league. He threw for like 38 last year, didn't he?
He's probably throwing for like 45 with everybody's getting 7.
No, in this league, in 17 games, you got to throw for at least 42, I'd say.
Okay, so what do you think, Mac? What's Max over under at, Ty?
Let's see here. Last year, he threw for 38.01.
Told you. I was right there.
You were off by 1. Hold on. I'll look up Max right now, but I'll give you another one. I have another one, which is this might be the easiest under of all time. Treylon Burks, 750 yards.
750? Wow.
I'm pounding, and I mean pounding the over. I'll take the over.
Look, they have no other receiver now. They traded A.J. Brown. They have Robert Woods, who's like, he hasn't played in a year and a half. So it's Treylon Burks by himself, right? That's it. Who else is there?
Wouldn't want anybody else. You know what he did last year by himself? A lot. Won 9 games.
Yeah, but I think I like him better with Malik Willis than I like him with Tannehill.
I'll take that as racism, but I'll take him with anyone.
Indirect, yeah, it's backwards racism, sure. But anyway, I think that guy Malik Willis, even though he couldn't beat Syracuse, which is unheard of, number one team in the country though, Syracuse right now, undefeated 1-0, embarrassed Louisville Cardinals at home, embarrassed them.
You know what?
Ran
you
them out of the Carrier Dome with a new name.
You said tell everybody in their family to take Louisville -4.5.
I was wrong. I would have myself put my house on Syracuse losing to Louisville by more than 3.5. Louisville didn't show up. They didn't show up. Cuse came out banging. Plus, they have the Heisman winner in the backfield. If you guys can't – I know you guys don't watch a lot of ACC football in South Carolina, but, well, they got Clemson. So, anyway – Syracuse, they have the best running back in the country. It's a joke. He's best running back in the country. He's a Heisman front runner.
What are you talking about? Arkansas, we just stay tuned. I told y'all, if y'all want to, week five, Alabama is coming to town.
I said after week three, we'll talk. I mean, those tickets aren't going to be that hard to get. I'll get online. I'll grab myself an $80 seat, second row.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, when I come down there with Yankee money, you know what they're going to do? They're going to spread like the fucking Red Sea. They're going to go, oh, my God, this guy got Yankee money.
No, they'll look at me like that bus driver looked at me on that bus. Go, what the hell is
I would
going
love to know
on?
What they would think of you bringing me there. I bet you they'd be like, this motherfucker. No, they'd look at you like an Uncle Tom, you know what I mean? Like they brought, oh, look at this fucking turncoat. Brought yeah, down that
they,
Yankee
they probably They probably love you. Have you ever seen the video of the Arkansas guy? When they won, they're like, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
That's a great video.
I'd love to see an SEC tailgate up close, though. Like, get in done and dirty.
It's a different game. Like, this weekend, we're playing South Carolina. All my friends are South Carolina. We're doing a beer can chicken. That's what's happening down here.
Are you going to the game?
Nah, it's in Arkansas. It's going to go, but it's going to be 35-7. That's a waste of my time. I don't waste in person fandom on blowouts.
Yeah, no,
Arkansas is nice.
Yeah, I know we are.
They have to be the best football basketball combo right now.
And baseball. You're sleeping on college baseball over there, Ty.
Everyone sleeps on college baseball. I didn't even know it existed. If you play with a metal bat above the age of 12, I think it doesn't even. The game doesn't count. That might as well be a home run derby.
In high school up there, y'all hit with wood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so cold. I'm out. I would have never made it if past, you know, junior deputy.
Where did you make it? What do you mean made it?
I played college-ish.
It's not college. I could have played it. I played flag football in college.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Intramurals don't count.
Intramural. I played on the softball team in college.
Yeah. I was an intramural.
It was intramural,
athlete.
But big deal.
I consider myself an athlete.
Yeah, I don't. I did at a point. My kid today had his first like athletic event ever. We finally got him to do something. Him and his cousin did cross country. It's like kids cross country. It couldn't be less my speed.
What do they run? They run the football field?
I don't fucking know what they do. They go to the middle school and they jog around the track and like play games and stuff. Whatever, just gets him out of the house and he has fun doing it. And it's like the only thing. He needs to be not on a team or like the center of attention for it to like work. So I'm like, he's like down with it. He likes it. So I don't give a shit. Let's let him do it. I'm trying to get him into soccer and we'll see how that goes. And I volunteered to coach. And I said it just like, yeah, I'll coach because I was thinking maybe I'll coach my kids' team.
Don't do that.
And then he told me, no, I don't want you to be the coach. And I think it's better because he's so shy. He'd do better if I wasn't the coach. But now they're like all the fuck over me. Like, you said you would coach. We have no coaches. You said you would coach. I was like, I've been dodging these people because I have a feeling like if I coach and my kid like wants to quit week three, then I'm just stuck.
I feel like we're in some drama that Tyler and I don't need to be involved
no,
in.
No, it's completely internal in my body.
Yeah. I think you should go tell this to your wife.
And he knows about it. Trust me. What do you think I bitch like, at? When I throw the lasagna off the wall, it's all because I'm stuck coaching the fucking 8-year-old Saugus kids. It's a World
I'll tell
Cup
you
team.
This. I coached 14 U baseball. After my sophomore year of college, and got ejected from my first game, because I can't do it. I can't take people being bad. I can't take umpires that are getting paid $10 to be there. I can't do it.
I will be all over a 12-year-old fucking ref. Trust me, I'll be tearing him down if he gets a call wrong in soccer. I'm so deep into Premier League, which we should talk about. The Queen dying is going to shut the Premier League down for 2 weeks. Which, I mean, I feel like she would want it to continue.
I don't understand. Why are we weeping over a 96-year-old dying? They die every day.
But they have to, like, do a like, they sit shiva, basically. For, like, 2 weeks, they don't do anything.
Yeah, but they why? If she died, like, at 45, she's been queen since she was my age, since she was 26. What are we doing?
Good run. I mean, you got to give it a good run.
It's an unbelievable run.
I do love that she was just like, I'm not giving this up. She did not want to give it to her shitty kid.
No.
She was that guy. Fucking, how bad does Harry and William just want to kill him in his bed tonight? Like, how bad does this be like snuff him out like Gladiator? Go in there with Claudius.
I will say, there's been some of the best tweets I've ever seen today. Twitter's been a
black Twitter and Irish Twitter was run amok today, fellas.
Oh my god, the best one was Tyler, that video you sent of the Irish chanting
in the soccer.
Lizzie in a box.
Oh Jesus Christ! It's something to be fantastic. Said. I mean, I get it. I get it because like I don't know. I don't really know. Certainly, I don't know any British politics, but I barely know American because I'm a moron. But I guess I don't get. I don't think she has any. Like she had no. Say in like, oh, we're just gonna have right. Ireland. Like, we're just gonna take that. That's ours now. Like, I don't think
they had it, and they fought a revolution in like 1916,
17. Yeah, so did we though.
Yeah,
we
that was the original IRA, right? But she was not the queen then.
No, obviously. she was a child.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, she might have just been born. Yeah, but she's still like the symbol of it.
Yeah, I guess they started it, but I don't. The queen didn't do that then, or the king. It was the fucking.
Oh, certainly did.
Isn't it the prime minister that does everything there?
Fuck them all.
Yeah,
fuck
who knows? I feel like they're like kind of like the Burger King, you know, like they walk around, you know, like the crazy Burger King. You know what I mean? They just they mean nothing, but you know they're there though. They just
got a bunch of jewels. Another good tweet was hell hasn't had a first round pick like this since Hitler. I said, oh boy, that is dark.
No, black people and Africans do not like her one bit, and I don't know why. I know that India probably doesn't like them. Just do a
couple Googles. We're not going to talk about this on this podcast.
on this podcast, I don't think we're going to get deep into it, but people are not happy with her.
There's a good chance she's the Grand Wizard. There's a chance of it.
Is she? Oh, she might. I mean, listen, anybody of that era, let's say they're of that era, she might have a few trinkets. I mean, if the Nazis hadn't bombed London, who knows what could have happened? I mean, they could have been friends. Who knows?
I mean, no. Not only could they would have been friends. Yeah. Hitler and her definitely had a lot in common. But I'm done. That's enough on this topic.
I've seen Peaky Blinders. There was enough alluding to it. Whereas, like I said, I don't know anything about it, but I could see it. She's of that era.
Lizzie's in a box.
Oh, see, I can't. This is too much.
Mac Jones, over under 3,950 passing yards.
Over.
Over.
Yeah, I agree.
Over. Couple what was his touchdowns over?
Let's do some more.
Mac Jones, offensive player of the year, plus 7,000.
No chance.
I mean, I'd throw offensive player of the year.
If he's the offensive player of the year, the Patriots are in the Super Bowl.
Sprinkle a couple bucks on it, you know?
I mean, at plus 7,000, what can you lose?
Just say hi.
Hey, how low, by the way, as I've been trying to talk to you guys about trying to get me into fucking crypto. Nobody will let me. Bitcoin is cratering. I want to get in. What's the number to get in at? What do you think?
I don't know. Can help you. Have you been on my Instagram lately? I can help you right now.
I forgot about your Instagram. What happened? So we had two things. So yeah, fucking KP got our Twitter banned for fucking wishing a suicide on someone, and then Tyler's Instagram got hacked immediately and was shilling crypto investments. I got into
I've not been hacked. I've been working on this for a while, and I finally was able to reveal it to everyone. And I'm just trying to help everyone.
The creepiest shit is the guy has the computer in front of a photo of you. It's so fucking weird. It's like, did you see the video? It's so fucked up. It's like a video. It's like a fucking like an ode to Tyler. It's like Tyler's last photo we posted from the side. I'm like, that is Tyler, and it's like in the corner. So he like tries to make it look like it's real, and then the guy's like crypto trading on the computer. He's like, look, I made 20. He's like $38,000. Like it was like a, I don't know. Like it's supposed to be his desktop or something. Like he would just
He stole my Marcus Mumford tickets right out from under me.
Steal stuff from you?
Oh, he got my Ticketmaster. He basically, what happened was, he got into my email somehow. Like, he must have bought my email and password offline somewhere. Yeah. And then started resetting all the passwords to all my accounts. And then once he got into the accounts, he changed all the email that you reset the password. I can't even get anything back.
You got so bodied. That's incredible. Fucked on
everything? Like, what did he didn't get your bank and all that shit, did he?
No. This is my junk mail. So, like, he got my It was like Instagram. I guess Venmo was hooked up to it. I had to delete that.
Did he Venmo himself anything?
No, he didn't, which I thought was weird.
$1 million. Yeah, I was messaging him. I sent it to you guys. I was like, can you just give me 5K for that thing I got to do on Wednesday? Remember we talked about that? He's like, what do you need it for? I was like, I told you that thing I got to do. And then he went dark. He sent me another message, but I forget what it was. Something boring, but I was just trying to get 5K out of the guy. I thought that would have been worth your Instagram.
Well, how about this? I mean, today, yeah. I'm sitting here, and my phone buzzes. I'm just sitting here doing some stuff, and it says somebody has charged your card $998 at Poshmark. I was like, no.
My mother?
I texted my sister, and she was like, I know. First of all, it wasn't me, and my mom has her own money. So then I was like,
you and your sister share a credit card?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, hold on. That's not, if you spent like 90
bucks. Not in the budget. Yeah, I probably wouldn't have complained under like $5.
It said $9.98. I was like, wow. Now, whatever you could have done $100, I probably wouldn't have disputed it because it was a pain. But I immediately was like, I don't know who did this. I'm out on you.
$998 on Poshmark. Isn't Poshmark resold clothes too? It's
that's used clothes. I had to look up what it was.
Resold. It's that's why I used. That's how I said used. Resold. My brain has been mush because I recently got into the weed gummy game. I bought them the other day in Malden.
What? You're a weed gummy guy now?
I tried to dip my toe in. I'm not a fan. I wake up next day like I have NyQuil hangovers from them. Like I got the ones for like sleeping and relaxing, and like fucking.
I want to tie this into football. Did you guys see the picture like 2 weeks ago? The Browns just with a bag of weed.
The guy said it was sunflower seeds. It did look like weed though. I mean, that's what you think weed looks like. Just Ziploc bag full of mush. But yeah, I've been dipping my toe into the weed gummy game. Yeah, I've been waking up.
Take them. You have to take them at 8 o'clock.
I took one last night at 9, like a few nights ago at like 8. But I fall asleep high as a fucking kite, and then I wake up in the middle of the night still high as a kite. Wake up at like 7 or 6:30 whenever the kids get up, and I'm fucking still feeling it. And I'm like, my body can't go with the changes in and out. My wife's like, I'm fine. And then I wake up, I'm like, I'm still high. I don't know if I can go to work. I got to go to sleep. And the one that I got was infused with melatonin, and my body does not handle melatonin at all. Shuts me down.
You don't need.
Why don't you just take melatonin?
I can't handle it. It fucks with my chemistry.
So just take weed. Just take a normal.
I got two brands. You know, I got one that's called I forget Serenity, which has melatonin in it, and I think I'm out on that. And then I got another one, which I forget Rejuvenate. It's called, which it's fine. But again,
I think you should rejuve.
Yeah, I might rejuve tonight. The boys are gonna rejuve. I got I mean, it's just so weird. Like probably 2 months ago, we found a bag of weed in our like plate cabinets. My sister, yeah, except Sonny, you son of a bitch. I knew this is why you were so good at sports. Because you were fucking with me. It was my sister-in-law had given it to us, like from their private plants, like literally like when we first moved in like 3 years ago. And we found it. I was like, do you want to smoke this? And we smoked it. And like, I have to be in the right mind space. Otherwise I'm under a blanket having a panic attack almost every single time. So I was like, that night I was being fun and I was happy and good and I had no anxiety, so it worked. And I was like laughing. We were having a blast watching the fucking Tim Robinson show, killing ourselves. But then I took these fucking gummies the other day, and me and my wife took them at like 7:30, 8. And we were on the couch at like 8:45. Like, our bodies didn't even work anymore. We were just like, all right, it's bedtime, right? Like, there's no fun. Where's the fun in it? I don't know. I can't handle it. Every time I think it's a good idea, it's never a good idea for me.
So the bottom line is Mac Jones doesn't need to take these before a game, right? Borderline.
No, but the other thing I was it was all tying back into me and you trying. I was trying to do PEDs with you, and I couldn't do that either.
Oh yeah, what was that?
It was all I was tying that in.
We're all gonna get robbed, arrested, and killed.
But I mean, KP came up here and he looked like. He was in peak form, and I was like, I'd like to get back to those days. Because back in the day, your boy was a fucking a monster.
Yeah,
your,
he was a brick. Your boy Tony had ears pierced, and he was a brick shit house.
Yeah, I was natty too. Never took a damn thing. Natty could bench 400 and something pounds, 405 pounds reps, son. For reps.
No, you could not. First of all, you weren't repping for it. Maybe
I was repping
405. Your back squat. You were repping that. Jeez,
I was repping 405 in the day. And you know, I lost considerable amount of muscle over these 8 years. And KP comes up and he's looking like, you know, a physical presence. And I was like, what are you doing? I can tell you're not fucking natural. You're fucking, there's no way. You're not built like this. You're skinny. And he's on these fucking like Tour de France drugs.
Right.
Yeah. Tour de France drugs. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this. Seems to be no downside. And I watched 150 YouTube videos until I'm like, getting deep into it, and they're like, oh, the anxiety and the testosterone suppression. And I was like, fuck, I can't get it. I'm 36 years old. What am I going to do? I'm going to get fucking jacked.
What are you
jacked.
Doing?
I was like, am I going to get jacked? I have three kids. I'm going to fucking... Like, does anybody really care?
You're going to be punching holes in your drywall. Like, yeah.
Does anybody really care if I'm a 34 or a 36 waist? I doubt it. I really doubt it. Everyone is so finished with me, it doesn't even count anymore. Like, my kids are barely attached to me. My dog is literally a sociopath, doesn't care that I exist. And my wife is, like, you know, on the edge of divorcing me. Like, nobody even cares about me anymore. Why do I need to have, like, a body that's even acceptable?
Between this and the coaching thing, I think we've gone too deep. I think
this podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp.
If you're having suicidal thoughts, please call the suicide hotline. No.
Yeah. He's on his seventh high noon.
That's a joke, but we are having high nooners here in the pod house. Also, I've been sleeping on grapefruit high noons and grapefruit anything, really.
What about passion?
I don't like passion.
Peach are the one too.
Huh? Peach is I think my dad might disown me because
each pineapple pear.
I mixed in a new drink. I don't drink much when I'm watching football. I don't drink much in general, but I mixed in a transfusion. Game last week, just a good drink.
This is a golf drink, right? What is this? Like, I've never had it.
Dom's raving about these.
Well, they're it's like a fucking purple. They're purple.
Yeah. Well, I bought it out of a can. That's how hillbilly I am. It has vodka, ginger ale, and grape juice and lime juice. I'm telling you, do it. Put it in the game day.
I mean, I do love grape juice right off the bat. I mean, I like the idea of that. Lime juice and ginger ale and what was the other one?
And you get. Vodka? Or you can, instead of ginger ale, you can throw a Sprite, or how about this name, a Fresca. What the hell's a Fresca?
Fresca's a terrible grapefruit soda that's existed since forever. Your aunt used to love them. They're a no-calorie, like, caffeine-free soda.
I'm out on that.
Fresca. They actually are good. The haters would say they were gay, but they're not bad.
You should do a transfusion. Transfusion, power move for a hog Pats game back to back this weekend.
Oh, I like it. I'm going to be going. I might be game. Full gazebo for the Pats this Sunday.
No way.
Oh, I could pop.
Noon game?
Buddy, with the fan going, if it's a nice day, you could see your boy out at the. Meet him in the front yard gazebo. The ducks will be quacking by. I'll have a fucking couple transfusions, a couple weed gummies. Your
Love
boys
it.
Will be rolling, kid.
Tyler, what are you doing?
Think Sunday? What am I doing?
For the game.
I'm stressing is what I'm doing. I'm not sure. I've convinced myself that the Patriots are a 12-5 football team.
I like them. I like them at 11 or 12 wins. I ran through their schedule again. I like them at 11 or 12 wins. They need this one.
Their schedule is not that daunting.
Dude, they got eight wins in a row right in the middle. They got eight wins they can run off.
I agree. It's the last five games of the year. If they can go 3-2 in that stretch, they win 11.
Dude, you beat Buffalo and Indianapolis at home. You got like nine wins straight in the center of
All right, well, let's go ahead and start here. They're not going to lose Indy because the kid's there. I'm there.
Kid is going to be at Indy. That's going to be
nice.
And I might be wearing a hog jersey in case you were curious.
You're going to wear who? Dietrich Wise, captain?
I mean, that's – by the way, we haven't talked about that yet. We've got a hog that's a captain. By the way,
I think Trey Flowers was captain a few years ago, wasn't he?
Probably, because he should be.
Dietrich Wise, some would argue Dietrich Wise shouldn't be playing much on the team.
I think some, you're talking about you. You.
I think he's going to be good.
Dietrich Wise, I've never been very impressed with Dietrich Wise. He looks out of control most of the time. Bill loves him. Bill gets enamored with
last
guys.
Last year was for sure his best season, though.
Yeah, but Bill gets enamored with guys where he'll just play him because he likes him.
Well, he sets the
edge.
He's
one of them. Jake Beckett having 6 years of just being on the in the team on the team was a thing. I think Bill liked him as like his personality or something because he stunk.
I think he just likes that he's a hog. I think Bill's a big hog fan. And
he seems to like hogs. Book. He loves Arkansas. He loves Alabama. Obviously, he loved Rutgers. I mean, there's like certain guys that he loves, and those are three of them. Georgia, you know, but, for a while, right, Florida, so until Aaron Hernandez killed everyone. Then he was out hard on Florida. I don't think he's drafted a Florida player since.
I'm out hard on murder. We can do robbery. We can do assault. We can do trafficking drugs. We can't do murder.
Domestic violence and murder is where there's a hard line.
He's definitely out on Georgia now, and he's right back to Bama. He's just like, we're just get everyone.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
I mean, you just stick to what you know, though. Like, I mean, the guys that are just fueling your program for years, Alabama guys, you know, Georgia guys, Arkansas guys, just the same guys. You know what I mean? Kent State. I mean, come on.
Don't need them. Mix one of them in the late rounds and pray. That's what you do there. Also, it never gets talked about how Patrick Chung was just doing booger sugar, and the cops were like, yeah, that never happened.
Well, that was in New England.
That's
on me for not realizing y'all do that stuff.
What do you think? Alabama football players don't fucking do cocaine at frat parties? Come on.
No, you know what they do? They do SARMs like I'm doing. Yeah. That's what they all do. SARMs. The thing I'm doing is the same stuff all the Clemson players.
You're not going to win the Natty.
You know, I'll consider myself. If Arkansas wins the Natty, I already told myself I'll build a statue in my yard.
There's no chance they're going to win the Natty. Syracuse is already ranked above them. We got four coaches poll votes this week.
Yeah, well, we're ranked 16th in America.
Oh, all right, the Cuse is on your
tail.
We got UConn this week. Blowout.
We should probably talk about the Patriots.
The last five games of the season, right? The last six are kind of tough. Seven, maybe. But here's the thing about that. I don't see Kyler Murray playing in December. He doesn't play December football. So we're probably
is it at home? No, it's in Arizona, right?
Where's it at?
Arizona.
Yeah, I hate
he's
that.
Always hurt. Derek Carr, another guy, always gets banged up. And Burrow is the third guy who gets killed. Burrow gets himself killed. I could see us facing like three backup quarterbacks. Yeah,
but also,
but Burrow, they way upgraded their offensive line. They got La'el Collins. They got Ted Karras.
Way upgrade their.
Well, they got La'el Collins. Didn't they draft? They got another lineman.
They drafted another dude in the first round.
Ted Karras, who everyone around here seems to think is fucking is what's his name. Is fucking John Hanna all of a sudden. But, yeah, him and fucking Shaq Mason are irreplaceable. If you live in the Boston area and listen to sports radio for half a second, fucking they treat those guys like literally.
Karras has been a five-year all-pro.
All-pro. He's a Hall of Fame left guard.
Left guard who was a staple of the team that we didn't let go down to Miami the year before. Yeah,
literally a division rival.
And he was a backup, and then came back.
Exactly. Shaq Mason, after he's like 29 years old, getting paid too much, they sent him to Tampa. He took a pay cut, but he changed his contract. And fucking everyone up here was like, Bill Belichick traded this man for a fifth-round pick. Can you believe it? Yeah, I can believe it. What are you talking about?
He's making like $12 million.
Yeah. They're all going to say the same thing when he does it with Wynn after week two.
He's going to trade Wynn, and they're going to be like, how can they win a game?
No, they're going to win because Marcus Cannon's going to come in and just be fine. That's how they're going to win.
I don't know. I mean, I just take it as Bill tends to know what he's doing. I mean, Julian Edelman said something the other day that I didn't know. But in like the first year where like in like 95 or something, one of Cleveland's best years of the last 40, Bill Belichick called the plays as head coach.
Love that. I think he's doing that this year, actually. I won't be shocked if he's calling plays week one.
I think he's going to be calling some plays, yeah. I mean,
loves a challenge.
He really does. And I think he just loves the business. Yeah. He just loves to be in it.
I think he just likes football, and I think he knows football. I don't think he cares.
He knows everything that's happening all the time, and that's why him and Tom were so simpatico. It's because they both saw exactly what it was all the time, and Tom sees it faster than anybody else in the world. That's why they were so good. Nobody wants to admit it.
I forget who it was in an interview. It was basically saying that Bill can pretty much tell you how every game is going to go, and he's usually right. Like, he'll be like, all right, in the fourth quarter, you know, we're probably going to be down a score at this point. We're going to have to make a couple plays. Like, he can pretty much.
He is.
It's weird.
Yeah, he's, there's those like, those very famous clips of, like, what do they call it? They're like the, you know, like the Super Bowl recap movies.
Whatever. Where they, like, remember the plays from, like.
Yeah, or it's like NFL films, like, what do they call it? Whatever. They do that every year, like the Super Bowl this year. So they did the one where they lost to. Where they lost to the Giants the second time in Indianapolis, where your boy was there and was upset. But anyway, we were there, and they play a video of, like, Belichick breaking it down. He's like, this is going to be a Hakeem Nicks in a Cruz game. If you stop those two guys and make it a Mario Manningham game, you can win it. All we have to do is basically cover Mario Manningham, and they have nowhere to go. And the next play they show is Mario Manningham making that ridiculous catch on the corner. And it was like, fucking, he just knows what's going to happen. He's like,
it wasn't even a good catch. It was, the throw was so good. That was the best throw maybe ever.
Oh, I don't know about that, but it was, you know, it was good. It's still annoying. I mean, they had the worst secondary in the league that year. Definitely the worst secondary that's ever made the Super Bowl.
Fact. I mean, I don't disagree. That whole situation, both of those,
corners were, I think, Kyle Arrington, Sterling Prince Moore, who was signed like a week before the Super Bowl. Patrick Chung playing strong safety, or sorry, free safety. And then I think James Sanders. Couldn't have been James Sanders because he was too good to be on that secondary. It was probably fucking Merriweather, to be honest with you.
Merriweather was the first one.
It's probably Merriweather and Chung, and Merriweather was playing fucking free safety or whatever. But Chung was like in coverage, which was why he was so bad, because he had to be. That's when they brought him back and played him close to the line of scrimmage. He was so much better. But, yeah, he was covering, and he was one of the two guys on that play that was not there in time. Whatever.
So what do we think this week? I can't talk about that game.
No. What do I think this week? I think the Patriots are going to win. I think they're going to go down there and fucking win. It's a fucking rookie head coach. I don't give a fuck it's in Miami. I don't care about Tyreek Hill or Waddle or anything. I think even though they have a bunch of ex-Patriots coaches and it's going to be hot. I don't know what the weather's going to be. I'm sure it's going to be hot. But – you know, I think that they're going to win. I mean, I think they're going to go down there and they're going to win.
I think they're going to play bully ball. I don't see why they wouldn't. I think Tua can't throw the football. What? I mean, how do you win if you can't throw the football?
He could throw. I don't know. He can't maximize Tyreek Hill and to his, you know.
Who
can't, like,
are
Mahomes
their running backs?
It's Mostert.
Raheem Mostert and not Sony Michel anymore.
And I heard that they They completely just took away the tight end position. They don't use the tight ends anymore over there, apparently.
Well, they have that one guy, that Hasicki.
Yeah, he doesn't want to, like, he wants a trade because they don't use the tight end anymore with the new coach, apparently.
They got Chase Edmonds, Raheem Mostert, and Miles Gaskins. I'm not scared of any of them.
No. But, look, it's all going to come down to our offense beating their offense because I think that we could slow – our defense is better than their defense. We should be able to beat that. If we can score points and they don't look like they did in the fucking preseason, I don't see any reason why they can't win. I don't think it's going to be fucking 40 points.
So I didn't think the Patriots looked that – like, that game we watched where you guys were giving me shit for, I think it was the Oakland game, in one of Max drives, he threw a pick. The other one, he drove down and kicked a field goal. He had, like, two drives. It was like, I don't know.
Like, four drives. Two of them were three and out. One of them was a fucking interception, and one of them was a drive to get a field goal. And
but
it should have
granted,
been a touchdown.
I don't think it matters. It's the preseason.
Mattered to me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'm not that worried about that.
Mattered.
It doesn't stress me out.
The boys will be ready.
I think that they try a lot of stuff out in the preseason, too. Like, that fucking zone running shit. I don't know. I feel like they're just going to practice that and not really use it in the games as much.
Or it could work if it's not your main running scheme.
Yeah, if they want to try and do it, like...
It hasn't started until we do a double pass. Till we have a double pass, the season's not underway.
McDaniels is in there. McDaniels majors that's all he does is double passes and reverses.
Belichick loves that shit.
I was about to say, Jacoby Myers.
That's McDaniels' game.
I bet by the second quarter, Jakobi Meyers has a. I guarantee it.
How often they were doing that with fucking? They were doing that with Cam Newton, fucking every single game, because could not throw. They're like, just give it to anybody else. Like literally, we will let fucking Isaiah Wynn throw a pass right now. They were fucking finished with him throwing balls. Like, but they were only scoring touchdowns on double passes and reverses that year.
Good. I hope they do down here. I hope they do that drive one.
Yeah. I mean, 3 minutes. I can see, you know what's good about being the underdog and shit like that is like you can get like. You know when, like, the old teams, like, when you'd be, so good, and then, like, Miami would come in and randomly beat you, like, with, like, the Ronnie Brown Wildcat game? We could be that team that brings unexpected shit and has nothing to lose. Like, just fucking triple reverses, passes, shit like that, and, like, completely blow up out of nowhere with crazy new offenses and just like, if we could beat the Bills, like, in Buffalo with some ridiculous offense, we can just shit on their Twitters, even though, you know, the Buffalo Bills would be in the AFC Championship. That's a little thing I'm looking forward to, stealing wins from good teams.
I think we're going to be a decent team. Like, I think we're going to be solid. I think Mac has a lot of weapons. I think there's, like, 7 or 8 guys. Yeah, we don't have any top talent, but we have tons of like solid B+ level players across the board.
The thing I don't like is that we have the most expensive pass catching team in the whole league. Like if you combine the wide receivers and the tight ends, it's the most expensive in the entire league.
We paid 400-yard Jonnu, 68 million.
Well, between Jonnu and Aguilar, fucked us.
Yeah, Aguilar really doesn't make that much. I mean, he makes $15 million, which is not a lot receiver. Like, that's like a number three receiver money right now. Like, $15 million a year. But, like, Jakobi Meyers.
Number four.
If that, yeah. I know, but he was supposed to be number one last year. Devontae's making six.
If Thornton was healthy, he would be behind Thornton.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if Thornton made it through the preseason, I could have saw Aguilar getting traded.
Under a minute, quick predictions. What do you got?
Yeah, we're almost done here. We got like 1 minute left.
I got Patriots 23, Miami 16.
I think it's going to be something weird. You go KP.
Oh, boy. Well, I got the Pats too big. I mean, it's just point blank.
That's it, man. They're going up. They're going down to Miami.
It'll be 31-17, and it'll be easy. One pick six. Two of those are picks.
I love it. I love it.
All right, I'm going to give you something. I think Marcus Jones takes one to the house on a punt. And I think the Patriots win. They score 2 touchdowns offensively. They score the special teams touchdown and kick a field goal. Big kick, Nick. 24-14 Patriots. I think that punt return comes late in the fourth, opens it up. Marcus Jones wins the game for the boys.
Go Pats.
Go Pats, go.
And Hogs.
Yeah, they're gone. We have no money, so we just yap on Gmail or GChat. But we are going to try and start a Twitch channel because I heard that's a thing. And I'm going to try to get this shit more image savvy. You want to see my handsome face, me and the boys, just get a little more ranting going, a little more action. You know, you need to see more visuals. You want to see the studio when you're listening to the Malcolm Go podcast. It's a whole different atmosphere when you're down in the basement, in the bowels of the Loconte podcast studio. But no disrespect to the Queen on my end. I did not know that song was fresh. I apologize for that. But I will not go out and edit this because I am way too lazy for that. So, anybody wants to reach out to me, teach me how to do any visual podcast or be my producer, I welcome that. Because it's probably just going to be me doing it. And I fucking, this computer might as well be a rock because I have no idea. You would think someone who's 36 and grew up with computers somewhat knows what they're doing, but I really don't, other than an Excel formula where I can impress my uncle. That's really literally all I can do. So if you guys know anyone or are someone, contact me, malcolmgopodcast@gmail.com. As always, we're doing this out of the goodness of our hearts. If you want to join the Patreon, patreon.com/malcolmgopodcast, support the team. $1, $3, I think we got $1, $5, $12. We got koozies, stickers, sweatshirts, things we can send your way. Pub glasses, pint glasses, all types of stuff we could send your way for supporting the cause. Of course, you can join our Discord. I think it's discord.com, also /MalcolmGoPodcast. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think the Patriots roll this week. People are underestimating the defense. I think you're going to see a fast, hungry defense. People that haven't won anything besides McCourty. Who's left back there? There's nothing. Nobody over there has tasted anything. Bill's building a monster. Just like 2000, 2001, it's coming. I hope you guys are ready for it. Go Pats.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All from this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honor. Your family's honor. We are free.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is intercepted. Picked off by Tyrone. 30, 25, 20, 15. Touchdown. Touchdown. Tyrone picks it off and takes it to the house. Lewis. For Adam Vinatieri. 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the
league. Hey! Did it.
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You're
the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.